WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Governor Abbott delivered his State of the State speech yesterday morning. The first of four emergency items he called for the legislature to address is reforming Child Protective Services. The chairman of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner, will hold a hearing tomorrow afternoon.
The commissioner mentioned that the time it takes to evaluate priority one cases have not dramatically improved. There's still over 400 children that were priority one cases that had not been seen based upon their statutory time frame. So that's just not acceptable.
Abbott also announced state agencies are under an immediate hiring freeze through the end of August. Abbott says that should free up about $200 million in the current state budget. A transcript of the State of the State address and a link to the governor's proposed budget are online at WTAW.com. There are fewer students in the Bryan and College Station school districts this year compared with projections. Both superintendents told those attending last week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference there are fewer homes and apartments for lower-income families. College Station Superintendent Clark Ely says families with housing vouchers who can't find a place in Brazos County are moving to Spring and Brenham.
I've been in here 17 years, and we've had communities, apartment communities, that have catered to low SES families, young families now turning over into collegiate housing.
Bryan Interim Superintendent Tim Roeke says their demographers who are hired to project future enrollment have a difficult time dealing with the impact of college student housing.
They're really looking at things like birth rates. They're looking at enrollment rates. They're looking at pre-K enrollment rates, those kinds of things. And it's a little bit challenging with trying to figure out what the dynamics are going to be when you have this many college students. This is really a factor for us.
Both superintendents believe the slowdown in enrollment is a temporary trend. Keep Brazos Beautiful has been educating residents since 1980 on how to keep the community clean, green, and beautiful. The new programs and events coordinator, Lacey Snow, says one way to get involved is with Texas Trash Off.
Given sites by the City of Bryan and City of College Station, and we're going to go out as a community and beautify our community. We're going to pick up litter and trash and anything that's on the side of the road kind of as an eyesore. So we're going to go out as a community and pick up and do our part to recycle.
Snow says the deadline to sign up your team of three or more is February 10th. One person can fill out an application under the volunteer tab on keepbrazosbeautiful.org. For more information, you can also call their office at 775-3569. Aggieland, home of the largest one-day student-run service project in the country. It's the big event.
Saturday morning, March 25th, 22,000 Aggies are going to assemble out in front of Kyle Field.
Yeah.
And they're all going to get geared up, gather the tools they need, and they'll ride out to everyone's houses around 9:30 or 10. And they can work at your home for about 4 hours or so.
Development executive Hunter Goldsworthy on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says student volunteers can do projects that don't involve power tools such as window washing, painting, and landscaping. Residents must request a job by February 10th and can do so online at bigevent.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Good morning. It's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure has shifted east into the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and that means we're going to start to move warm air and cloudiness up out of the Gulf of Mexico. We'll see clouds in the increase today, and the sunshine will disappear. We're 75. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow, there may be a shower during the day, high 70 to 75. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 50 to 55. A chance for showers and cooler Friday, 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie men's basketball team fell to Vanderbilt last night at Reed. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on the game. Meanwhile, a former Cardinals scouting executive is now accusing the Astros of hacking. And in the NBA, the Spurs bested the Thunder by holding Russell Westbrook to a scoreless fourth, and the Rockets took down the Kings at home. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So they're saying that the Astros started it? Is that
yeah,
it?
They're saying the Astros had unauthorized access to their servers.
Oh, okay, sure, fine, right, okay.
So someone just contacted me via social media and said they just drove by our radio station and the whole sky lit up like something blue, like a transformer.
Okay.
Not sure. And I said, well, yeah, all of our lights just went out.
Well, but they're all back on.
They are.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was a little bit. And Brad came in and said, that's kind of what you say before something really, really horrible happens.
Yeah, famous last words.
Yeah, did your lights
go
out?
Did your lights just go out?
They went out, then they came back on, then they went back out.
Yeah.
And then they obviously came back on.
Yeah.
And I'm still inside baseball, but we hear what goes out on the air. In other words, we get it off the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the transmitter can go off, which is not near here. It's a few miles away, and it can go off, and we lose our headphones because that's what we're listening to, is the signal that's actually put out. So since our transmitter is far away, it was not impacted, and that's the reason we could still hear, even though the lights went out. But they're back on, and I looked outside. It looks like the lights are on in the neighborhood, and the lights are on here in the building, so it's not just our generator.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's all about us.
You know, remember that. And Scott, you didn't mention this in days, like today is, day. And Brad, I haven't heard a teaser. I didn't listen to your entire sports cast, but you guys missed National Signing Day.
Yeah, it is National Signing Day. I didn't mention it because it's happening like now. It's happening like right now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the day that sports fans live for, Scott. This is the day where middle-aged to older men let 17-year-olds decide their happiness.
Oh. That's true.
This is the day that you take off work, you go to your local bar, and you watch National Signing Day.
Yeah. And Alabama's number one for, what, the seventh year
seventh
in a row?
Seventh year in a row.
Is that right? Okay. So, but A&M is ranked in the top 10. Is that fair to say?
I want to say 11.
Okay.
But maybe 10. I don't know.
Well,
this is one of those days. I'm so glad I'm in news.
Yeah, yeah. That's, well, you know, and we've got a sports station that
they'll talk about
it. Covers that.
They'll talk
ad nauseum.
About it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gabe will be vibrating by 8 o'clock.
Oh,
you literally will be able to hear it in his voice.
Yes.
Yeah. That's.
And
that's
they've
on.
Already started the TV show over on, I think, Fox Sports Southwest.
Yeah.
That they're carrying live right now from A&M.
Okay.
So if you're very interested,
okay. That's kind of why I didn't mention, because I was thinking, right. You know, I was looking at it and I was just like, the only story is that it's happening
today. It's happening.
And it's happening on a different station. So
it's, yeah, I guess it's kind of like, well, you know, we had a surprise on Election Day, so, you know, maybe there'll be a surprise today. Thing is, there.
Will say, I retweeted something this morning from Kevin Nagandi. He works for ESPN.
Uh-huh.
And he said, do not tweet at a high school kid about their college decision. It's their dream,
yeah,
not yours.
That's exactly
Boom.
Right.
Go after your own dreams.
Yeah, that is. That's exactly right.
Because there are some people who get nasty, and it is just so wrong on so many levels.
Yeah.
I understand that they don't feel the way about your school that you do, and that doesn't make them a bad person.
But their life is not your circus, not your monkeys,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and you know, what's interesting, though, is that we still have this backwards technology that is a big, big part of National Signing Day.
The now, fax machine.
Yeah, there used to be a time when you actually had to go out and get the letter of intent signed by the young man with the coach right there in the room. You pick up your little, you know, letter of intent and leave. And great stories used to abound back then about coaches camping out in front of a recruit's house only to see a coach from another school happily walk in and get that,
yeah.
you know, the big signature. And, again, you can't be nasty to people because their son decides not to go to your school. But so now we fast forward to where we are now, where we have this quaint little thing called the fax machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that any Division I school has at least five backups in case something goes wrong with the mm-hmm. preliminary and the primary machine. And that's how they get that.
Now, still.
Mm-hmm. When will we be able to...
Digital signing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, look, you can...
I feel like it's this tradition thing that the NCAA is just hanging on to.
Okay, yeah, they are traditional. I mean, if you've bought a house, you know that you could do DocuSign, where you mm-hmm. go in, you sign in, and you say, okay, can you put this, and you put your initials, and then you click on the contract. You're buying a house, okay? And you can do that by clicking on a deal,
put
okay?
Your initials in
That's
there.
That's right, in there. So that can be done, but, yeah, we still have to have a fax machine.
Fax machines just seem like such a waste of paper, too, because you put it in there, you fax it, and that's uh-huh. the original. It gets to them. Yeah. It comes out as a new piece of paper. They sign it. They fax that. They have to keep that. The new one goes to them, so now you're both holding extra papers that don't really exist.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let me see. It says here that Rivals has us at 8.
Oh, okay.
24/7 has us at 10, and ESPN has us at 11, so that's that. But you know what? It doesn't matter because they still have to go out and perform.
Still got to win.
Yeah. And we'll there was a story on First News today about it. We'll talk about it next hour about what a 5-star and a 4-star and all that is. But I just haven't looked it up yet.
Hey, remember Kansas State? They were 3 stars.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Bunch of 3 stars.
What? Yeah, 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 which you're supposed to lose
Kansas
money,
State?
Right?
Yeah, they beat us.
Yeah. No, they just outscored.
We ran out of time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Dang. Oh, I knew that was it.
Oh, man.
All right, that's fine. So, location... Thank you, Chelsea, for bringing that up.
Hey, just wanted to make everyone aware.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, we got one right back at you then. Okay?
All right,
so if there is one day that comes to mind during the month of February, what day would that be?
Singles Awareness February. Day.
It would be Valentine's Day.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Singles Awareness Day. Did you know there's a Galentine's Day?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's it.
Galentine's Day?
Galentine's Day is actually part of, who's the girl who's on, Amy Poehler, who's on Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where this thing came from, okay? So, what is Galentine's Day, you would ask? Galentine's Day is on the way, which means it's time to start brainstorming Galentine's Day party ideas. For those of you familiar with the now iconic Galentine's Day, well, it's not iconic.
Now they, iconic.
Yeah,
that's the first I've ever heard of it.
Okay, Leslie from Parks and Recreation. Yep. That's Amy Poehler. First celebrated it in season 2, and then again in season 4 as a celebration of all things girlfriend.
Mm.
Galentine's Day traditionally takes place the day before Valentine's Day on Feb 13, but you can celebrate it any old time that you want during the month of February, because it's the brilliant thing about the celebration of love, any kind of love, that can be done any time. So book your official Galentine's Day celebration now and make sure you have all your best gal pals with you.
Woo-hoo.
There you go. So
there.
Great.
Yep. That could happen.
A bottle of wine.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's
or a box.
Or four.
Yeah. So Feb 13 is a Monday, but, you know, you could always do it, again, any other day that you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Chelsea, because your world is so different from many of your friends.
It's hard to really do much on a weekday.
Yeah, that's really true.
Unless
so.
We start at like 3 p.m.
But that's the idea, is that you pick the day out now and you get with your gal pals and then you end up doing
Galentine's Day. Maybe I'll celebrate in Phoenix this weekend.
That's
there
right.
You could
do going with a gal pal.
So I saw a promo for that yesterday, as a matter of fact, you know, with guys pumping their fists or fans pumping their fist in the... Making noise?
No, it's guys. It's fine. It's mostly
guys.
Is it?
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't
know. Are you going to video any of this for us?
Sure.
Okay. Well, no, I meant that involved you.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely take some scenic pictures.
Okay, just go on social media. Yeah.
And video. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's what it's for. So
yeah.
Anyway. And you have to be able to come back and tell us who won.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, I'll do that. Well, I mean, I won't be there Sunday. We're flying back on Sunday.
Right. Okay.
But, I mean, I can still look it up and let you know.
That'll be fun. All right. So,
I did watch, like, a video where they kind of, you know, they speed up so you can kind of see it all happening. And the assembly of the grandstand on the 16th hole.
Yep.
It's pretty intense. What? It's crazy.
Well, you know, again, that's just that goes along with the excitement of the event itself, right?
Oh yeah. Right.
That's
hundreds
super cool,
of thousands
though.
Of people.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to that.
Oh yeah.
So now, if you know someone who is on the internet excessively, chances are they're depressed.
Ooh.
Study shows the link is pretty clear. It's hard to determine which came first. The surfing or the sadness.
Oh.
Experts say people prone to depression are more easily sucked into the gaming, the social media sites, and beyond. It is a vicious cycle because it leads to isolation and a false sense of friendship.
Yep. Yeah.
But you see, there's a real problem. Okay, I got that. But there are a whole bunch of people who spend their entire day because of their job sitting in front of a computer.
Right.
If you are in physical labor or some other sort of a situation where you're not sitting down at a desk all the time, it is a completely different reason why you're going to the internet rather than somebody who's sitting right there. So just because somebody has a computer on their desk, you can't go, oh, well, you're on the internet. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're depressed.
Yeah.
So
maybe they just mean their social, or not just social media, but their time spent on the internet outside of their work day.
Yeah. That, I presume that's what they're saying.
At the same time, though, like, I'm not depressed, and I just enjoy playing video games.
That could be
it's
fine,
okay,
too.
It's okay, Brad. The first step.
That's right. We hate to tell you that. But is there something that exists? Must be a program. There must be an app out there that gently reminds you to get back to work. Is there?
I'm sure.
Surely.
But we haven't heard people talking about it because
no one wants to work.
That's right.
Socks.
They don't want to be reminded
that they have a job. They're supposed to be doing something. Mm-hmm.
But I think about that. There are rare mornings when I will go in to see Mr. Downs before I continue my hard work at the radio station for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll visit about something. And the next thing you know, he turns around, he gets on the computer and goes and finds something, which then, of course, leads to something else and then to something else, to something else.
It's a rabbit hole.
You guys are obviously depressed.
Yeah, exactly. And so the idea is then, how long do you do that before you really realize there are things that have to be done? Because I don't ever come back here at 3 in the afternoon because that is when he's working. But the idea, I know he's not the only person who comes in and sits down at their computer and, then they go off on some little bunny trail.
Mm.
And what is it that brings you back to work?
I think the position of your computer and if people can see your screen is a big one.
Oh, that's probably right.
Have some kind, like for me, for instance, I need to record things by a certain time.
Okay.
So sometimes I'll look up and realize, I need to get that recorded and get that done.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's probably just, you know, whether you're meeting little deadlines throughout your day, kind of a reminder.
Well, Lord knows there are enough things that pop up when you're on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't there be one that maybe says back to work?
Yeah.
Or that's enough or something like that?
I think you've got a great idea, Scott.
Yeah.
You might want to run with it.
Here's a pro tip. Don't ever go on Zergnet.com because that is just...
Well, I was planning on doing that later today,
well,
Brad, but
I'm
tell
telling
me why
you
not,
I shouldn't. I'm telling you don't because it's just a large wall of stories. A lot of time, and as you click on them, it's talk about a rabbit hole. It just goes down and down and down, and it changes the stories on your page to kind of reflect what you've clicked on, and it makes it even more things that you want to look at, and it opens them in new tabs, and so you just have like a billion tabs open for all these stories of things that you want to look at. But talk about a rabbit hole. That is a time suck like you've never experienced.
And you probably end up with more cookies than a Girl Scout outside a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, what's up?
Yeah, you do realize that he just made all of the people in Mississippi want to go to that website.
Well, I know. That's why he did it, right? That's why.
Absolutely.
We drove. What's it called again?
Zergnet.com.
Yeah, all right. You got it. You heard it.
The BCS right. Chamber of Commerce, the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, and title sponsor HEB present the most flavorful event of the year, A Taste of Aggieland. Hi, this is Rich White with HEB. For only $30 per ticket, you can sample delicious food and beverage from our local restaurateurs. And new this year, we have a chef-prepared prime dining experience, which includes a three-course dinner and wine pairings. Call the Chamber at 260-5200 for availability. We'll see you at the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, February 21st at the Expo Center. Visit bcschamber.org for more information.
Good morning, 725, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East, click on Action Sports. TX.com. We had a little bit of fog this morning. Probably going to have that again tonight and tomorrow simply because the humidities have come up. And we're going to see some clouds today. Temps will still be all right. About 78 for a high temperature today. Only down to about 58 for a low temperature tonight as well. And then probably around 70 for Thursday, mid-60s for Friday and Saturday. And then we'll be back up to about 75 on Sunday. And then looking ahead to early next week, we're going to have a couple of days that will be in the mid to upper 70s still. Right now, winds out of the south at 8. We do have maybe some fog in low-lying areas. There's some humidity kind of hung in the air right now, that's for sure. And we've got 58 degrees.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Diana Wagner. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we take a proactive approach to tax services and provide our clients the taxation expertise they deserve throughout the year. Let us do the same for you.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Even before President Trump announced his Supreme Court pick, the Democrats went to the mattresses for the second time in modern history. They declared they will filibuster a Supreme Court nominee before they even knew who it was. Senator Jeff Merkley, Democrat, Oregon, claimed the seat actually belonged to Obama's failed nominee, Merrick Garland. He said, "This is a stolen seat. This is the first time a Senate majority has stolen a seat, and we're going to use every lever in our power to stop it." Well, what levers do they have? They've got the power of tantrums, the power of hysteria, and that's it. Organized liberal groups have already said they're going to spend millions of dollars smearing Trump's nominee. Ignore them. You can expect them to claim that the nominee is out of the mainstream, that he's an extremist, he's opposed to women's rights, all this stuff. Just ignore it, folks. In fact, better to laugh at them. Now, for a change, the Republicans hold all the cards, including the so-called nuclear option. When Democrats insist on filibustering the nominee, Republicans can use Democrat playbook against them. Go nuclear. Change the rules. Kill the filibuster. Harry Reid, the Democrats did it to Republicans to pack the judiciary with Obama's judges. It's time to turn the tables. And of course, Democrats will come down with amnesia about their earlier tactics, and the drive-by media will side with the Democrats. But the only power the Democrats have is if the Republicans cave, and Trump won't.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, question, did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report? Yeah, identity thieves can open new accounts. They can rent or buy properties. They can drain your 401k and even file fake tax returns all in your name. There are all kinds of ways identity theft can happen that go way beyond what you might expect. And that's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity. And if there's a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing that somebody is looking out for you. The number to call, 800-440-4833, or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH, and that'll get you 10% off on your membership. LifeLock, 800-440-4833, promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Governor Abbott's State of the State speech includes a hiring freeze. The transcript, which you can find online at WTAW.com, along with a link to his proposed budget for 2018 and 19, includes a reference to a hiring freeze at all state agencies until the end of August. The governor says that will free up about $200 million in this year's budget. The governor has four emergency items for the legislature to address immediately. The first is reforming Child Protective Services, something sought by the chairman of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee. Brazos County's Charles Schwartner is holding a hearing tomorrow afternoon as a step towards improving how hundreds of thousands of child safety complaints are handled.
Priority ones are supposed to be seen and investigated within 24 hours. Priority two within 72 hours. And we need to make sure we have the manpower, but also the leadership and the framework within the agency and the culture of responsibility within the agency to make sure it gets done.
The governor's other emergency legislative items are banning sanctuary cities, implementing what he calls meaningful ethics reforms, and passing a resolution calling for a U.S. Constitutional Convention of States. And Texas A&M was mentioned in the speech. The governor's illustration to continue full funding of his university research initiative was recruiting a member of the National Academy of Engineering from Princeton to A&M. Creating more housing for college students in the Twin Cities has slowed the number of students entering the local public schools. That was among the observations of the local superintendents at last week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference.
You can travel the parts of our district that are near the university and see areas where homes that have been there for many years have been leveled and new townhome or quad-type facilities have been constructed.
Tim Roeke of Bryan and College Station's Clark Ely both believe the slowdown is temporary, but Dr. Ely added they had a nine-month period where CSISD lost 100 students belonging to families using federal housing vouchers who had to move.
Their apartment complex changed over to collegiate student housing, and that was tough for those kids, tough for those families being able to try to relocate. They had housing vouchers that were difficult to redeem in Bryan or College Station, so we had kids who were doubled up and a lot of kids who moved out in the community.
Ely says families with housing vouchers have moved to Brenham in spring. The Texas Board of Education will decide whether to scrap a requirement that public schools teach high school students to scrutinize all sides of a scientific theory after hearing from academics who say that was meant to water down lessons on evolution. Supporters of the existing high school science curriculums told the board yesterday that changing the rule could hurt independent thought in classrooms. How Texas teaches its 5.3 plus million public school students, evolution has been a flashpoint for years despite federal court rulings against teaching creationism and the similar theory of intelligent design in public schools. The standards govern what teachers cover in classrooms, topics covered on standardized tests, and the material published in textbooks statewide. Keep Brazos Beautiful's programs and events coordinator has only been on the job for a week, but Lacey Snow is excited about the direction she's headed.
I am really looking forward to expanding our educational outreach. So maybe holding seminars and going into the schools and really educating the community on litter control and other ways that we can just keep the community clean, green, and beautiful.
One of the first events she'll run is the annual Texas Trash Off, scheduled for Saturday, March 4th. Snow says volunteer teams will be assigned to clean different areas in the Twin Cities.
The deadline to register as a volunteer is going to be February the 10th, just by close of business. And all we need people to do is put together a team of three or more people.
Snow says the team's point person can fill out an entry form online at keepbrazzasbeautiful.org under the volunteer tab. This year on March 25th, 22,000 Aggies will come together for the largest one-day student-run service project in the country, the big event. Committee member Mickey Faya on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the deadline for residents to request a job is February 10th.
You will fill out a form and request either online or you can mail it in. And then we will have two wonderful staff assistants come out to your property, and they will be there to walk through whatever you need with you, and they will make sure that all your needs are met on that form. And then they will fill it out and return it to us, and we will assign students to come out to your property on the day of.
Most projects that do not require power tools can be completed, but development executive Hunter Goldsworthy says there are a few favorites.
Top three for sure.
Yeah.
Is digging out the flower beds,
okay,
washing windows,
uh-huh,
and cutting down tree limbs.
You can find the job request form online at bigevent.tmu.edu. In October of 2015, a College Station man was arrested for harboring a runaway and enticing a child. After admitting to those crimes, 24-year-old Robert Larson was convicted of possessing child pornography that was found during the investigation of the other cases. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced the judge that convicted Larson then sentenced him to 7 years in prison for having images of child porn on a tablet and a cell phone. And if you live and or work around Traditions, a heads up from the Bryan Police Department, Traditions Drive between Emory Oak and Sycamore Trail near Harvey Mitchell Parkway will be closed today between 10 and 2 for the continued investigation of last week's fatality crash. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure has shifted east into the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and that means we're going to start to move warm air and cloudiness up out of the Gulf of Mexico. We'll see clouds in the increase today, and the sunshine will disappear. We're 75, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow, there may be a shower during the day, high 70 to 75. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 50 to 55. A chance for showers and cooler Friday, 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Billy Kennedy gives us his take on the Aggie men's basketball team's loss to Vandy last night. Meanwhile, GNC's Super Bowl ad has been yanked for violating an NFL policy. And in the NBA, Ryan Anderson and the Rockets earned a victory over the Kings in Houston while the Spurs took down the Thunder. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. It's 7:38, and we'll head to Washington, D.C., and Congress. When Bill Flores joins us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good morning.
Let's talk first, I guess, about what's been at least in the news, and that's the executive order naming countries that I believe the Obama administration had identified and had also taken this action. But all of a sudden, the story is that the president is banning people from moving to the United States.
Well, that's the story, and we need to separate fact from fiction. And I was on did a Fox News segment this past Sunday that I think did a pretty fair job of laying out what was factual, what was fiction. This isn't a religious test. It's not a Muslim ban. What it is, it's a 120-day pause so that we can beef up our refugee vetting for persons coming in primarily from seven countries that have that are considered to be fragile in terms of having a functioning central government. So now I will say this, the rollout that the president did was totally botched, and as a business person, I'm not sure how he let something like that happen. I think the policy's good. The implementation was pretty sloppy. We're getting the implementation cleaned up now. My office is working with the universities and employers in our district to make sure that nobody who is otherwise legally entitled to be here cannot be here, so that people are legally entitled to be here can get here without any kind of delay.
Well, you know, they made arrests this morning in Frankfurt, raided different places. I think almost a dozen people arrested because this guy was recruiting people for ISIS, and this is the exact thing I think we're trying to keep from happening in our borders.
Yeah, and if you look at my social media, you'll see some people that just don't get it. They think that we should just welcome everybody, and that they think that our current vetting system is good enough. I can tell you two things. One is our current vetting system is not good enough, and number two, ISIS wants to exploit the weaknesses in our refugee system to try to get ISIS fighters inside of the country using the gaps in our system. That's the reason for the 120-day pause. As you said at the beginning, President Obama did this in 2011 on a temporary basis to stop some refugees. Congress last year passed a bipartisan resolution with over 40 Democratic votes to pause the refugees from Syria until we could plug the gaps. And this essentially mirrors those two actions for seven countries to give us a chance to catch our breath, close the security loopholes in our current vetting system, and to move forward. Now, some people have said, well, the system we have now has multiple steps, and it requires 18 months to 2 years. Yeah, that's true, but just because you have months on a calendar or boxes to be checked doesn't make a system effective or complete, and so that's what we're trying to fix right now.
Greg Abbott had his State of the State address. Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Governor Abbott had his State of the State address yesterday. He's got a hiring freeze for all state agencies for a while to try to tamp that down and save a little bit of money. We know that there's some questions as to what's going to happen with the Trump administration and how they're going to deal with funding to states. What are the areas where people in Austin want to get answers from you guys and gals in Washington? What are you able to tell them about some of those areas?
Well, there are three big areas, and I have answers on one of them, and the other two we're working on. The first one is border security along our southern border. The state of Texas has stepped in and filled the gap where the federal government has failed over the last 8 years to keep our southern border safe. That has cost hundreds of millions of dollars from Texas taxpayers unfairly. We're going to have border security on the southern border so the state can free those funds up to use for education and other purposes. The second major area has to do with Medicaid. Medicaid is a broken system. It's bankrupting the country. It's bankrupting several of our states. We are in the process of working on Medicaid reform now. We're going to have a hearing on one of my bills to do this today. And then I would say within the next 3 to 4 to 5 months, we should be able to give pretty good visibility to the state of Texas and all the other 49 states as to how Medicaid is going to work in the future so that it is a viable system today and will be viable and for future generations. And then lastly, highway funding. The highway funding model that we have today is broken. We are working on trying to resolve that. We're going to have to work closely with the states. If it were up to me, we would do devolution of the highway programs to the states and just say, here's your block grant of money. There's no reason that has to go through Washington to start with, and then let the states deal with their own transportation needs. I don't have a definitive answer on where that's going to come out, and we probably won't know for 6 to 18 months, but we're working on it.
When we talked last week, you were about to pack up and head to Philadelphia for a retreat, an opportunity for really all of the Republican senators and members of the House to get together, talk about a game plan. Well, it seems that some of that information leaked out. I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing in that we were able to hear the concerns of different members of Congress, but give me your reaction to what you got out of that and then also the idea of the leak itself.
Let me say this. This was my seventh GOP retreat to attend, and it was by far the best one that we've ever had. And also, I think we had the most substantive discussions we've ever had. Now, what happened is that a reporter, she has been identified, used false credentials to obtain access and then secretly recorded the meetings, and then those were leaked out through the Washington Post, the New York Times, and other journalistic publications. It exposed some of the internal disagreements that we have in terms of a path forward, principally on Obamacare. Those discussions all need to be public eventually. I mean, I was disappointed that it came out now. It's always nice to be able to have a candid conversation behind closed doors so that you can develop a solution, and then you could move forward on a more cohesive basis. That said, the internal discussions came out. But, you know, I'm not really too fussed about it. I wish it hadn't happened, but we need, you know, the American people need to know what we're going to do moving forward. We have a pretty good plan, but not every box of that plan has been fully assembled yet. We will have that done fairly quickly, though. One of the main things we need is for the Senate to get off its rear and to get Tom Price confirmed as HHS Secretary, because there is a lot the administration can do in consultation with Congress to repeal, repair, and replace Obamacare.
And finally, I guess I'd like to get your thoughts on where we are as far as a border adjustment tax is concerned. Your fellow Texan Kevin Brady, of course, is chairman of House Ways and Means and the point man on this, but where do we stand in that right now?
Well, right now, the main thing that the Chairman Brady's working on, and I'm working with the Ways and Means staff, I have a meeting with Ways and Means staff today to better understand this concept, is we need to better educate our own members on what this is and what it is not. It's not a tariff. It's not really a tax. What I would call it is an American competitiveness adjustment. So that to the extent somebody is using some sort of an unfair advantage, whether it's currency manipulation or tariffs of their own or some sort of a buy Chinese program or something like that, now, we have the ability through our tax code to adjust for that to keep American businesses competitive. This tax plan that the Ways and Means Committee and Chairman Brady have worked on is outstanding. It is going to take our tax code from being the worst to being the first in terms of competitiveness in the country. Donald Trump immediately had some reservations about it, but now that we've spent a lot of time educating him and he and his team on it, he supports it. So I think I think once we get our ducks in a row in terms of being able to explain this to the American people, I think they're going to be really thrilled about it, because it is going to be hugely stimulative to our economy. Our GDP, I think our GDP growth will double. We'll have a huge growth in employment, it'll help balance the budget ultimately.
Anything else of import this week before we talk again next week?
Well, we have a Supreme Court nominee that I'm very, sure, very pleased with. So I think Neil Gorsuch is going to be an outstanding jurist, and I hope that the Senate will hurry up and confirm him so we can get him on the court. There are numerous cases that need to be decided, where you have an odd number of jurists on the court instead of an evenly split number. So I'm excited about that. The other thing is there's a lot of controversy over some of the actions that President Trump has taken and said about building a wall along our southern border. As I've made clear in the past, I'm fine for a wall where a wall makes sense. On most of Texas' border, a wall doesn't make sense because we've got a big river for a border. And so that's the first area. I mean, I agree with the comprehensive border security. I disagree on a wall from end to end. And then the other area where I have some question is using a border tariff or a border tax to pay for it with Mexico. I think that would be unfortunate and would hurt Texas more than any other state. It would hurt our consumers all across the country. And we've talked to President Trump about that, and we're trying to get him to walk back on that particular part of the border security program.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for chatting with us this morning.
You bet. Great to be with you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Mixing hot and cold doesn't necessarily mean bland and lukewarm. It can create a fantastic marriage. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Mount Erebus in Antarctica is one of the most active volcanoes on Earth. The region is cold and averages 4 below in the summer and 58 below in the winter. Combine those frigid temperatures with hot gases escaping from ground vents around the volcano, and you get massive ice structures towering more than 35 feet high. They're an oddly beautiful sight in such an unforgiving land, but they only exist because of opposite forces coming together. Which brings me to marriage. You've probably already noticed that you and your spouse are quite different. I'm sure you're also aware that, left unchecked, those differences have a tendency to push the two of you apart. If you're in that place of struggle right now, a successful marriage may seem impossible. But take heart. With a little work, your differences can come together and create something spectacular. It'll require you to learn how to connect, communicate, and grow together. Remember, cold plus cold equals, well, nothing out of the ordinary. But when hot meets cold, incredible things can happen. Don't fight your differences. Harness them. Bring them together. Build your marriage instead of tearing it down. Learn more about having a great marriage at FocusOnTheFamily.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Black, inventor of Texas Superfood. So my new ad gal calls me and she says,
"We need a new commercial about Texas Superfood."
Why? They've heard our commercials for years.
Well, do they know that for over a decade, Texas Superfood is the number one selling whole food supplement and that it has 55 nutrient-rich vine-ripened fruits and vegetables in a convenient capsule or powder?
Yes, I'm sure they know that.
Do they know that Texas Superfood is recommended by pharmacists, doctors, and nurses?
Yes.
Do they know that thousands of people every month feel better, sleep better, and have more energy from taking Texas Superfood?
Yes, I'm sure they know that by now.
Well, do they know that Texas Superfood has lots of other cool products like Texas Chill Pill, Brain Gain, Hip, Knee, and Joint, and they have free shipping on all orders?
They do now.
To order, go to TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. It's TexasSuperfood.com and the number 877-55-TEXAS.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, in A&M men's basketball, Luke Cornett and Matthew Fisher Davis scored 12 points apiece, and five Commodores scored in double digits as Vanderbilt defeated Texas A&M 68-54 last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the loss.
I thought Vandy defensively frustrated us as well as any team we played. They forced us to kick the ball out, and we struggled scoring, and defensively, we had a tough time chasing those guys around on the perimeter as well as they shoot the ball. They played like a veteran team, and got to give them credit. They were really good.
A&M center Tyler Davis led all scorers with 18 points and making 8 of 9 from the field. The Aggies travel across the Sabine River to Baton Rouge, where they'll face LSU on Saturday night inside the Maravich Center. Tip-off is slated for 8 p.m. Pre-game will be at 7:30, and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the NFL, national supplement seller GNC says its 32nd Super Bowl ad has been yanked by the league because it violates an NFL policy against having supplements advertised during its games. It's the first time in recent memory that an advertiser's been banned completely. GNC's chief marketing officer says the company is sticking with the campaign and will find other outlets for the spot. In Major League Baseball, a statement on a Twitter account attributed to a former Cardinals scouting executive convicted of hacking into the Astros computer system said Houston had earlier, quote, unauthorized access into St. Louis's computer system. Christopher Correa, the Cardinals' former director of baseball development, is serving a 46-month prison sentence after pleading guilty last year to five counts of unauthorized access of a protected computer. He was banned from baseball for life on Monday by Commissioner Rob Manfred, who ordered St. Louis to give Houston $2 million and its top two picks in this year's amateur draft. In the NBA,
Leonard takes it left side, drives into the paint on the way in, left-hand slam! Kawhi Leonard taking over. 37 points for Kawhi Leonard. 13 in the quarter.
Kawhi Leonard scored 36 points, and the San Antonio Spurs held Russell Westbrook scoreless in the fourth quarter for a 108-94 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. Westbrook had 27 points, 14 assists, and 6 rebounds in 34 minutes, but was shut out after scoring 14 points in the third. Meanwhile in Houston,
Harden again picked up in the backcourt by Collison. He'll find Gordon, who's in. Touch pass Anderson again. 4-3. Ryan Anderson knocks down another triple. His third of the quarter. He has scored 10 here in the period and now has 22 to go along with 10 boards.
Ryan Anderson had 25 points and 11 rebounds. Eric Gordon added 17 points, and the Houston Rockets used a big second quarter run to beat the Sacramento Kings 105-83 last night. Anderson shot 6 of 12 from three-point range, and Houston went 14 of 45 from behind the arc as a team. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time for the deal of the day from our friends at Team of Navasota. Ford is offering $4,000 owner loyalty incentives on all XL and XLT trucks. They're offering up to $14,000 off MSRP on select F-150s, and they're offering $12,000 off MSRP on all Super Duties. The 2016 inventory is priced to move, hence our deal of the day. It's a 2016 Ford F-150. It's got the 5.0 V8. Only 13,000 miles. It is four-wheel drive, and you can pick it up for $31,488. To find out more, all you have to do is make the short drive south, and you can check them out. And you can also check out Texas Custom Outfitters while you're there and see Mount Vivaldi. All that being said, you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Maybe you got a new dog for Christmas. Maybe you gave a loved one a brand new puppy or dog. Don't forget the most important part about your relationship with your dog. That is the training. There is no relationship better than you can have with a fully trained dog. It's a life with your pet as opposed to a life about controlling your pet. Sit Means Sit is who you need to talk to. They've got packages for everybody. No matter what, they have the options for you. And I can tell you personally, they work. Check them out. SitMeansSit.com.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Howdy, this is Pat Sevchik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sevchik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sevchik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning. A couple of minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So sometime this morning or later on today, you'll hear somebody yell and hit the desk, either in happiness or anger, because their team didn't get the player they wanted.
Yep.
Or their team lost them to somebody else in their conference. It is the first Wednesday in February, and of course, that means it's signing day.
Woo-hoo.
Now, a couple of guys from Ohio State talking to the Wall Street Journal about what all this means. The best ones, that's the five stars, worth $465,000 annually, according to Trayvon Logan, who's an economy professor at Ohio State, and Stephen Bergman. In the paper, they published for the Journal of Sports Economics, if you want to look at that, it's, now that is from last year, but the numbers stayed the same. $465,000 for five stars. Those are the best ones, high school recruits. Four-star, worth only $181,000.
Wow, so that's a big jump.
It is a gigantic drop when you go to that. Three-star, Kansas State, $60,000 in players, okay? Per player, that's a three-star is worth $60,000, and your two-star netted a loss of $75,000. Don't be citing them.
Yeah.
Values stem not only from the balance sheets of the football programs, which can receive major windfalls by getting high-profile bowl games and stuff, but also from the success of each school's conference. And this is one thing. You know what? Vanderbilt gets plenty of cha-ching, okay?
Right.
Because they're in the SEC, which does really well. And, you know, probably the Big Ten is doing pretty well, too. But you see the money that comes through the television contracts and through the bowl games. So that's what it means.
Gotcha.
So that's why the guy down the hall, and then there are ladies, too, are yelling and screaming today whether or not their team gets the players that they need, because we all know we're just two seasons away from being national champions.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Everybody.
It's a rebuilding year.
Yeah. 58 right now. We're going to have a high of 78 today. WTAW College Station Brian.